people look at issues related to human rights and responsibilities, such as the issue of female genital cutting, and they themselves identify it as a problem that has led to consequences on the health of girls and on the health of women in the community. And as they identify this as a problem, they start working on how to end it. We had a recent declaration last weekend. 70 villages from the region of Matam and Sanwi stood up together as locally connected communities that intermarry, that are neighbors, that have the same traditions. And it was the men who stood up and said, we must protect our girls and our women. We didn't know all the problems involved. We have now learned the health dangers, the health consequences, and we know human rights and also that it correspond to our traditional desires in traditional African society. It was the well-being of the community that was desired by everybody, and they saw FGC as a tradition, as a means to achieve an end. When they realized that the means that they were using to achieve the end of well-being actually brought more problems and created difficulties for the women and the girls, then they were very willing to give up the practice.
Is genital cutting ever confused, perhaps mistakenly, with religion, with Islam, whether it's in Senegal or among Muslim women in other parts of Africa?
Absolutely. Many people, and particularly women, believed that it was a necessary practice to meet religious obligations and associated it with purity and chastity. However, many imams and many religious scholars from across East and West Africa have now stood up, so many seminars, so many conferences, such that almost everyone now is in agreement that this has absolutely nothing to do with the Muslim religion.
Is it seen among some women as a source of pride, such as a rite of passage? And if that's true, is that a problem that's difficult to overcome?
Young girls have to be involved. Otherwise, they themselves will ask to be cut because their sisters, their older sisters, maybe have been cut and were sung to, had ceremonies, and they want these same ceremonies. So they must understand and they must become involved in this human rights movement. We don't ever say that we're fighting against the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
No, we are promoting human rights. We are promoting health within the society, but this is being led by the communities.